That's
the upright
what?
Stuff, man.
That's
the upright stuff, man. This is the remix to Picasso.
This is it?
This is the remix.
This is how we start the show?
You're going to dance me.
This makes me want to lift heavy weights. Just heavy. Like heavy. Back to straight power cleaning, back squatting, bench press. You know I bench pressed 405 pounds one time?
Did you?
Yep, in Dallas.
Strong,
man. Man, one time.
You're strong.
One time almost busting my whole front cavity.
Crazy.
Never happened again.
405?
405. One
really?
Time. One time.
That's what's up, J-Bell. That's something. You're a strong DB. Strong DB.
One time, never did it again, and that's my claim to fame.
That's what's up, man.
Uprise.
We out here. Hey, there's a Brazilian coming in through here.
Ooh.
There's a Brazilian guy. You got to check out this Brazilian guy.
Let me hear him.
Okay.
Let me hear him.
Check him out.
Is it going to help me speak Brazilian?
Yeah.
Or Portuguese?
Hollywood. Já falei que te quero e você me quer. De carro, de moto, então a pé. Tá pronta pra ser a minha mulher?
Yeah. O mozão teu olhar que me seduziu. Já cansei de falar e você não viu. I have a question. Aqui no Brasil. As fresh as he sounds, right? Do we sound that fresh?
To them?
Yes.
No. No.
Because he sounded like, I didn't know what he was saying, but I was like, feeling it, and I was like, I wonder if that happens in reverse.
No, it's there's just a way that they sound on music. They just flow.
That was what we needed, especially we've been busy. As you see, the podcast is a little late, and it's because we've been active, right?
Real active, man. My man had to go get some things done.
We had, absolutely.
My man J Bell had to go get some things done. You know, we got it done, and
I'm
now
back.
We're here.
Yep. But
usually it's my fault.
This time
it was on you.
This time it was on me.
I had people hitting me up.
Yeah.
I'm like, excuse me, where's the podcast?
I know. I don't even respond because I know it's coming, and then I just flood it at when we got it,
right,
and it's ready to go. Quick question.
Okay.
Everybody's going to want to know.
Okay.
Because they saw the little clip.
Okay.
Talk about the Uprise merchandise, because it's looking fresh, and my hat is coming soon, and my shirt is coming soon.
You know,
I like it.
You know what, Jason? I really appreciate the fact that you brought that up.
Oh,
you
no
know,
problem.
You see how we take care of each other?
No problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
See, the Uprise is not just music. It's a bunch of different things. We'll get into that another time. You know what I mean? So we got merchandise, as you can see.
I love
Uprise.
It.
We got the little T-shirts, the
yes.
hats. You know,
the
we
hat
got a bunch
is fresh.
Of, you like that?
Yeah. I like the T-shirt, but the hat, I like it, you know, with
camouflage.
I like the vented side.
Yeah.
Because you can do a lot with that. It's very flexible. You know what I'm saying?
You know where this was made, though? You won't believe it.
Where?
You would not believe where this hat was made.
Don't say the USA.
No.
No. Where was it made?
USA got too much money already. We're not giving them no more
money.
Oh,
okay.
Money.
I'm like, so, what are you?
Just one more guess.
Nigeria.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
You almost took me off of my thought. I was like, Nigeria. And then I was like, but that's too easy.
Yeah.
Oh,
made in Nigeria,
man,
bro. Yeah. See, you didn't even know. Simon didn't know either. Now he doesn't like the hat.
Simon wanted a hat.
He's like, it's a fake hat.
He said,
it's a fake hat.
Simon, man.
Unbelievable.
You are not for the people, Simon.
He doesn't. He's like, that is a fake hat. I don't want that. No more. It's a real hat, Simon. It's a real hat. Yeah, but we got the merchandise going. We got a bunch of stuff going on, man.
I need it. I want it. And everybody who sees it is going to feel the same way, because I feel like, you know, especially with the podcast and all our peoples, I mean, we are the Uprise.
Yep.
This podcast is the Uprise, because
absolutely.
It's something we're challenging everything, right?
There it is.
That what it is?
That's it, Jason.
That's it. Okay.
That's it.
Okay. You know
that's
what it is?
It's
like, you know how you get that young guy on the team and you like, he might be all right.
Yeah.
I'm going to help him.
Yeah.
And then you see him at practice and you try to lift him up and then he fails you and you lift him up again. And one day he just makes that play and you go, it was all worth it. It was all worth it.
I knew it. I knew it. Absolutely, man. That's it, bro.
You know what we got going out this week, I heard?
Okay.
Remember when we were on the Question of Sport?
Oh, yeah. That was fun, man.
How fun was that?
Shout out to Phil and Matt.
Yeah. Them dudes.
Sue.
Them dudes. Yes. What a great combo.
They've been around for like That show's been around for like 30, 40 years, man.
That's amazing, man. When I first came out here and saw it, I was like, oh, that's a really cool show. Mm. And they're like, oh, that show's been around a long time. I'm like, oh, okay.
It's like an institution at this point.
How many times have I been on it? Three, so you've been on it four, probably.
I've been on four times. Yep. Yeah. Four times.
And
this was a funny one. We almost, well, you know what, let's not talk about it so people can see for themselves.
Well, if they don't, we tied.
Yeah, we tied, but...
But we would have won.
We were behind by, like, nine, remember?
Okay.
And we had to come all
Shout
the
out.
Way back.
I got to tell this story, and you fix it, okay? The only reason we were behind is because OC was exhausted, and he's the one who knows all the answers of every sport. I know the NFL and random track and field stuff and, you know, boxing, just random. But you know every sport.
Right.
So you're our ringer, bro. Yeah. And you looked at me and you said, we were so far behind. You looked at me, you go, you don't know anything. He's like, I forgot you don't know anything. And I just looked at you like, and all of a sudden it's like you snapped out of being tired. And it was just like, brrr. I was like, oh my gosh, I have given zero input until it was football, NFL.
You came through though.
NFL and then NFL stuff and then the charade stuff. But we could have won.
Yeah,
we could have won. There's a clip out there if anybody wants to see, and it shows the last question we had. It's hilarious. I'm not gonna spoil it for y'all. Yeah, I'm not gonna spoil. Phil had them dudes, man.
Good dude.
They're
man.
So funny,
Good
man.
Dude, yeah.
Those. You could tell they were great locker room dudes, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, definitely just good locker room dudes.
Definitely, man.
Oh, my gosh. So, quick question.
Okay.
We got the final four teams, right?
Wow.
Final four teams. Final four. This is amazing. High-flying offense. I love what's happening. I love the old versus new quarterback thing, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. Hard to predict and all that. But, you know, my question for a guy, you never cease to amaze me because of your experience with all this.
Okay.
Team, players. Okay, say you are a team with no Super Bowl experience or this is your first run or whatever. What's the advantage of being prepared, going through this, being a team that's been in this scenario mm-hmm. versus not?
Okay.
Or the advantage? Either way, it's kind of an open-ended question
because
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think the advantage of having been there before mm-hmm. is you know what to expect.
Right.
Because that whole 2 weeks leading up to the game is – a lot.
That's a long time, right?
Not only is it a long time, but it is a lot. Like a bunch of information pressure and talk.
Yep.
It's just a whole lot, man. And then
you
see things that basically you've never seen before.
Right.
You hear things you never heard before. It's just a whole – it's like you're living in a bubble because everything in America pretty much stops.
True. And they're watching you.
And they're watching you. You
That's
understand
true.
What I mean?
That's
For
true.
That whole time.
That's
so,
true.
You know, if you've been there before, you know how to deal with it. If you've never been there before, then it can become quite overwhelming.
Do you think there are some players
mm-hmm.
that you've played with or seen that are effective players, played well throughout the season and throughout their career, that get into this part of the season and it's just too much?
Well, the thing is, I don't know, because the times when we did go through it, we came out victorious for the most part.
Yeah, 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 true.
So, yeah, I don't really know. I do know that there were some players who, Justin Tuck, for example, Tuck was a very good player.
Mm-hmm.
Playoffs, Super Bowl especially, different level.
It's like.
Different level.
It's like, what just happened, Tuck?
Different level.
It's like the lights.
Yeah.
The lights put fuel in his tank.
Different level player in the Super Bowl. So, you know, some players perform in that environment, and other players, they just kind of
trying to muddle through.
They just kind of disappear, man. But, you know, thankfully it was like, Jason, I got to be honest with you. Like, there's nothing like going into a game like that.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Winning the game.
Yes.
Balling.
Yes.
And then going home and watching the highlights. You watching SportsCenter like you were watching SportsCenter just on a loop. Because you know, before
it is on a loop.
Yeah, the Easter show's supposed to be from like 6 to 1.
Yes.
Every single hour.
True.
And I would literally go home
on a loop
and just sit there and watch the highlights and just be like, yeah, look at this.
Look at what I've done.
There is nothing like, and this isn't just in you know, the big games or in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Like any game in general.
Oh my goodness.
When you've performed and you know that there's going to be something you did on SportsCenter and you guys won, and you just go sit down and you just watch, man. It is incredible.
Oh,
absolutely incredible. Loved it.
Do you think, you know, right now in this season, especially with these quarterbacks, right? Everybody's talking about. So the real battle is your position eliminating the quarterbacks. I mean, that's the key in these matchups, right? I think, you know, getting to this guy, stopping him. Because New England's got great defensive backs.
Yeah.
They're going to play well, but they still got to create pressure and whatever. Young quarterbacks.
Yeah.
This has got to be big for them, man. I mean, they can't be as cool as Patrick Mahomes is. I mean, this is big. I mean, you haven't danced in this dance before.
Yeah, but I have to be honest with you. There's something about him that just makes me seem – it just seems like he just doesn't care, man.
Yeah.
He has that – they were comparing him to Brett Favre before, weren't
they? Yeah.
He just has that attitude about him. Like, I don't think this is going to be too big for him.
Right.
I think he's going to – if they lose this game.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be because of him. I don't think he's going to go out there, throw 4 interceptions, mm-hmm. and just give the game away to the. I don't think it's going to be like that, man. I think this is going to be a battle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be 45-41. I don't
Me
think
neither.
It's going to be that type
I
of game.
I don't think so either.
I think if the Kansas City Chiefs defensive line, and they have 3 very good pass rushers.
Yes, they do.
If they're able to stop the run.
Yeah.
I think they're going to give New England hell, bro.
How – they weren't good at stopping the run this year as a whole.
Yeah.
I'd like to see what they've done in the last 4 games, because mm-hmm. that's what really kind of matters. How did you clean it up? Now they're great at getting after the quarterback. But to your point before, I think it's going to be – I think New England's going to play power football.
Yeah, that's what they're going to try to do.
They're going to try to do – they're going to have to stop the run, and we'll see what happens when that – how they adjust and all that. But, you know, I think I'm trying to get everybody in the mind of the psychological effects of the playoffs. And some guys, like you said about Tuck, some guys become something else and some guys disappear.
Yeah.
And you probably right. Pat Mahomes, I don't think he's disappearing.
Yeah. You know who I think the pressure would affect more? Goff.
I was going there next. That's why I started with the easy one.
Yeah.
If they stop the run,
okay,
and New Orleans is going to say, first they have to stop the running game,
mm-hmm.
and he can't have effective play-action passes,
you might as well call it over. I could see him having that deer in the headlights look,
mm-hmm.
like when the going really gets tough, mm-hmm. like, oh, I could just see him doing that. Like, I think things are going to have to play out perfectly for them to really win this game. I don't think it's going to be Goff carrying the Rams on his back, just slinging it.
All about the run game.
No, I don't think it's going to be that.
And they don't. Remember they talked about against Dallas, they had a key from that defensive line. They kind of had keys on their blocking assignments and being able to do things.
Yeah.
Not sure if they got them this week. We'll find out, won't we?
Let me ask you something, Jason.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
I'm just going to say 2 words.
Okay.
Right?
2 words.
And I want to hear.
How long do I have to respond?
Just.
What's the clock?
You got 30 seconds.
Okay, hold on.
30 seconds to respond. I'm just going to say 2 words.
Okay, let me get my play clock, because I like the pressure. We're talking all this pressure talk.
Okay.
Okay, play clock.
You
I'm
ready?
Yeah, ready.
Hit start.
Go.
Jeff Bezos.
Oh, man, he's got a. I hope he's got a good lawyer. I hope he's got a great, great lawyer. But it seems to be that when you announce a divorce, right, and you got whatever $1 billion, you're putting it out there so you can control the narrative.
Woo!
Yeah, but you know what? They're gonna keep it. They're gonna keep it amicable, and they're it. it behooves them both not to have this public.
Yeah.
So, and they got kids, right?
Do they have kids? I don't know if they have kids or not.
I don't know, but you know he's from New Mexico?
Is he?
Yeah, I had no clue about that.
The richest man in the world.
Yeah.
$140 billion. Okay.
Yeah. But I think you keep that quiet. It does not help them to make any noise.
I don't understand.
Yeah, they got kids. They do. Yeah, because I remember them writing about how happy they were to meet each other and everything that's happened.
Yeah.
Even though they're splitting up, they were happy to have each other in their lives. I mean, she was around the whole him building the business.
The whole time.
So you can't – listen.
Jason,
you can't
the
do any,
whole time.
A friend of mine who's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Went to college with. And his mom, they split up. But I remember him saying to me, he was like, you know, when you're building a billion-dollar company, the show has to go on the road. It's a road show.
Yeah.
So if you don't have strong support to keep that family unit together,
mm-hmm.
you can't go on the road show.
Yeah.
You can't just build that without a significant partner if you have a family.
Jason, she was with him the whole time.
They're not going to put this is not going public.
I don't understand these type of things.
What do you not understand?
I just do not understand these type of things, Jason. Jason, do you know what it is?
I'm confused.
No.
So bring me.
Yeah,
bring
I'm
going to
bring
you
in. I'm going to bring
you
in.
Okay.
Do you know what it is
mm-hmm.
to have nothing, right?
Okay.
And to grow with somebody
mm-hmm.
to the point where as you're at this point right now
mm-hmm.
and then divorce? Like, what do you – okay, to me, it's one thing where you've already established yourself, you already got things, and then you meet somebody, you guys are together, boom, 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 then you divorce. Cool.
Got it.
But when somebody has been with you through all that, first of all, I don't think you're going to – this person loves you for real. Like, you guys love each other.
They did.
Cool, right? Cool.
They did, to start.
So what happens what happens that makes you not be with this? Okay, what, infidelity? Maybe? You say, okay, this guy cheated on the girl or the lady cheated on the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know it wasn't a financial problem. So there's two issues that bring about divorce. Either financial problems, financial stress, or infidelity.
No,
right?
I do not necessarily
tell me what others.
I agree with you.
Okay.
Those are the
main ones.
Those are one and two, bro.
Yes.
Those are one and two by a long shot. By a long shot.
And so then there's other little things.
Yes. It's not the only thing. So I do agree.
So this one particularly is okay, they say it was infidelity that mm-hmm. caused this.
Okay.
But I know I'm going to get into so much trouble here.
Hey, but I've seen you fight your back from against the wall.
I just don't think that infidelity should cause divorce, man. I just don't think it, man. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
Yeah.
It gives you a lot of wiggle room.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But I just don't, especially at this level. Like, come on.
Yeah. I mean, they're just people. They're just humans. If you strip everything away, we're all just humans. So money and success and all that. I mean, what is that? We're all still the same beings and we have the same emotions and the same issues. So, I mean, to your point before, though, you know, you're knocking one. You're definitely covering one when you're right. I mean, financial issues bring on emotional stress that lead to other scenarios. But, you know, it's fascinating. A friend of mine is a psychologist, and I think I'm not going to say this correctly because mm-hmm. obviously I'm not a psychologist and I don't have the real information in front of me. But there was some research that was saying that as far as relationships are concerned, think about it before. You the way it works. I mean, literally, people, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago. I mean, you were dying at 25.
Yeah.
Right? You had kids at 14.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you had this early cycle of who you were, But now people are living longer. People are changing. But you still have this same mentality of how you are supposed to live your life and make decisions. In 20, at 20 years old, you're supposed to meet the person you're going to be with for the, you know, 50 plus years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is how societies have society, religion, whatever has taught you.
Yes.
Now.
Keyword. This yeah. is, they've taught you
right.
this.
Yes. So now you, who are you at 20? A different OC, I was a different J Bell.
Right.
Who are you at 30?
Different,
40.
Different.
You're not 40 yet, but, you know.
Different, yeah.
So you've changed. Imagine you're 60 and you've, you know, you've met this person at 20 and maybe you're just, you are two different people. So what I'm trying to say is this. I agree with everything you're saying.
Yeah.
I agree with everything you're saying. But there's something to be said about the change and evolution of people. And I think that that's why you have so many amicable separations, because you have people that have, maybe you've built family, you've had kids, and you move on, but you're just so happy about that period in your life because of the results that happened, and you've segued somewhere else, but you know in that period you made great decisions or the best decisions you thought, and now you are a different person.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same way about things have changed now because we're a more liberal society as far as how we view people, as far as their sexual orientation.
Yeah.
So you had, imagine you were a gay man and then you had to pretend, you know, you were in a certain period of time where you had to just pretend for years.
Yeah.
You know? Had families and this and that. And finally you get your freedom. You're like, hey, I'm this though. I've always been this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just an example of how
No, that literally makes perfect sense.
I think that people, everything that's happened to them, every period, is absolutely all the good stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to say anything because bad stuff happens that you're not responsible for, but it should happen. And if you change and people change,
you go your separate.
You have the right. And you know what? That's perfectly
fine. That's good.
That's good. Yeah. The problem is when people are angry in anything, divorce, anything, business partnerships.
Yeah.
Everybody can give you the simple stuff in life, right?
Yeah.
But it's like that second level thinking. I don't even know how we got into this conversation, but we're here and I'm with you. Am I still on that 30-second clock?
Listen, bro, listen. Let me just dap you up, man.
Am I still on that 30-second clock?
No. You took me somewhere completely, and it all made perfect sense. I appreciate that, Jason.
To be honest, OC,
that's good.
I'll do whatever I have to do to get this Uprise merchandise. That's the truth. Whatever you want me to do to get my Uprise merchandise. That's all I'm trying to do.
You got it, bro. I can tell you that right now. You got it, man.
Oh, man.
What else we got,
man?
Bro? You got questions?
Yeah, let's get to our questions. But I truly am excited for this week. Everybody, I mean, if you don't.
It's going to be crazy.
Yo, this is going to be
crazy. This is crazy.
This is great football that's about to happen. I'm quite excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope it's a defensive battle and all that kind of stuff.
Quite sure it's not going to be.
I want these New England defensive backs to dominate this game so I can be whatever. All right. So, okay, I'm reading out loud. You know, that's always a scary thing if I read out loud. For all the listeners, when we have hard work to do, like voiceovers, things like that, it's 100% OC.
He gets me to do it.
OC, like, every time. He is reading. He's like, oh, I'm going to do it all, J Bell. I'm like, hey, man, play to your strengths. Play to your strengths. Anyways, all right, so this says, to be honest, most of all the Ask OCs and Ask J Bells were, where is the podcast? Oh, my gosh, look at this.
Look at this.
Yo, what is going on? I need to see the podcast.
And people of pictures tapping their watches. Oh, that's good.
That's cool.
Oh, Simon is sneaky, man.
That's cool.
All of a sudden, he comes out. It's coming right now. Sorry.
I like that.
We just don't respond because it's coming.
Jason had to work.
Yeah, yeah.
Jason had to work. That's what happened.
I do have another.
Blame him.
I do have another business. So it's pretty. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Julie Graham. All right. We heard a lot about the Tampa 2 scheme in the New England playoff game. Mm. Yes, we did. Please, could you explain it? Loving the podcast, loving the uprise, love you both. But you are my antidote to Brexit, never mention it again, ever. You know what, Julie? Our bad.
We already told you we weren't going to talk about that.
I get you on that. You know what?
Simon, what did you guys decide?
Stop now.
What did you guys come up with, Simon?
We got to answer this question because we could go down a dark, what do they call it? The rabbit hole.
Simon, what did you guys come up with?
Okay. So the Tampa 2 scheme is this. Tampa 2. First of all, let's break it down. Cover 2 is easy. You have two deep safeties taking the deep halves of the field away, and you have your two corners taking kind of a shallow area
underneath
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So now as you explain that,
It's hard to explain without showing
so
exactly what
it is. So basically, let's break this down. In Tampa 2, there's a weakness in cover 3,
mm-hmm.
in cover 3 where it's three deep – it's three deep players.
There's just no possible way that she's going to understand that right now.
Oh, it's just going to be easy.
Okay.
In cover 3, the weakness is outside, away from where a safety drops down. Okay. In cover 2,
yes.
The weakness is the middle of the field.
Middle of the field.
So what Tampa 2 does, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were famous of this
Brooks.
When they won the Super Bowl, is they take their middle linebacker and run him in the middle of the field. So he basically takes any route going in the middle of the field deep.
Yeah.
It's all kind of different ways it can happen.
We're going to you know what we're going to do? We're going to show you this on the show.
We're going to show you this on the show.
We're going to break it down to you on the show where you can see it like visually because it's hard to like you just, you know, verbalize it.
The weakness in cover 2 is the middle of the field. So you now, the Tampa 2 defense, you take your middle backer and you run him in the middle to take away that weakness. Now I'm looking at Osi in the eye as I do this because if I talk crazy or it's too confusing, he just shakes his head.
So
we're all right. We're all right.
No, again, it's just like I feel like you have to show.
Yeah, no.
You have to like draw it and show exactly what's going on.
But this is a really good question. Yeah. And the reason. You have to have a very athletic middle linebacker. So that's the reason a lot of teams can't do it. And it really works well. I played this defense when I was in Dallas. And when you're good at it, you can basically stop everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, very good defense. Personnel has to be good. And just your one key to sound smart is, you have to have an athletic middle linebacker that can run vertically down the middle of the field. People would be like, Julie, that is outstanding. All right. Jack. What do you got for us, Jack? Pat Mahomes made Andrew Luck stand on the sideline like he was the Chiefs punter. Will he do the same to Tom Brady this weekend? I'm not going to laugh at that because no, he won't.
No, he will not.
You know what's funny?
I think
before we answer this,
they might do. New England might do that to Patrick Mahomes.
That's exactly right. And you know what thing? And if you're cool with this, I think a lot of our football questions, we should just go to what they send in questions. We should just answer our fans' questions a lot of times on the football stuff. What do you think?
They ask some great
questions.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, man. I know.
I'm confused. You're answering the questions.
Oh, yeah, that is.
Is that something
we're doing.
Else?
No. I try
is
to
something else we're trying
well,
to do?
Well, you know how you, like somebody who.
No, you just answered his question.
Well, there's, you know, this is the problem. I watch a lot of news in another country.
Yeah.
And I watch this guy. I don't know if you ever heard of him, but he makes stuff up and he pretends all the time.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And it's starting to mess with me. I'm starting to just, this is a flat out, I'm taking credit for something I didn't do. I didn't do. But I'm trying to convince you.
Too funny.
Yeah. Okay, anyways. So, the Pat Mahomes, Andrew Luck, is he going to do it to Tom Brady? No. What OC said is right.
Tom Brady's probably going to do that.
Yeah, thing. Because like we said before, they're going to run this power running game,
yep.
right? And what does that do when you run the ball, OC?
Eats up the clock.
It eats up the clock. And when you eat up the clock, it doesn't allow your offense time to operate. And the thing about a high-flying scoring offense is opportunities. Yep. You cannot score if you do not have the ball. They are going to play a ball-controlled style offense. And if they get a couple of three and outs, right,
mm-hmm.
and make them punt, that could be the game.
That's it.
Could be the game. Good questions. Simon just called me out. But you know what? Let me tell you something.
Listen, all Simon needs to worry about is getting us the information, Simon. Can you tell us what you guys decided? That's all I want to know. What did you guys decide? So I can know what to do here.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Last one. Oh, my gosh. OC, you are funny. Okay, the name is The Light Knight.
The Light Knight. Okay. The Dark Knight, the yeah. Light Knight. I like that. You know the movie The Dark Knight.
But what's funny is I didn't think of that. No. Your mind works in crazy. We're going to get on your movies later one day.
Yeah.
This man's movie knowledge is at a whole nother level.
I love movies.
He tweeted about OC talking about my LA hoodie on Twitter, on the video. Oh, man, yes, he did. And he said, at least LA hoodies don't cost 2,000 pounds, OC.
The Light Knight?
That is true, Light Knight.
You got me.
That is
you
Light
got
Knight.
Me.
Thank you, man. Because he got on my LA hoodie, but it was an LA hoodie. He was right.
It was straight,
straight
LA.
LA hoodie. That's, it did not like cost 2,000 pounds.
Something Marcus Peters would wear. That's what that looked
Wait,
like.
Wait, he wore that in his interview. He had the black hoodie
exactly,
on in his
exactly,
interview.
He did.
Going crazy
straight
on
up.
Sean Payton.
Now you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, man, he called
now
me
out. Now you know what I'm talking
he
about.
He called me out. The man predicted the future. Oh, man, I love it. Love the questions. Love y'all listeners, man. This means so much. You don't understand how much fun OC and I have doing this because of y'all. Uprise, the yep. movement.
Yep. Simon, what did you guys decide? Because I'm getting nervous. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Simon has left the building, ladies and gentlemen. Simon has left. Julie, we need to run that Tampa 2. Get Simon back. Get your perfect color, Picasso. And my engine roaring like a Lamborghini. Feel like I'll wake up in the morning next to you and say I'll pick up the one nobody else other than you. I beg you, call me wrong.
E você me quer, de carro, de moto, então a pé. Tá pronta pra ser a minha mulher? Yeah, 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 yeah. Ô mozão, teu olhar que me seduziu. Já cansei de falar e você não viu. Te chamei pra morar aqui no Brasil. Te chamei pra morar aqui no Brasil. Então desce de um jeito sensual. Joga a bunda pra mim na cara de pau. Tá gostoso, maneiro, tá legal? Tá, 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 tá. Tá gostoso, maneiro, tá legal? Tá, 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 tá. Tá gostoso, maneiro, tá legal? Tá, 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 tá. Desce. Rebola de um jeito sensual, rebola de um jeito sensual. Desce a bunda, desce a bunda, desce a bunda pra mim na cara de pau. Rebola pra mim do jeito sensual. Ó, ó, ó. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
First time on my phone, she just they all at me. Anytime when I show, she just they bother me. My Tyson, we're biting, I'm fighting. Carrots, groupies.